right, so do we start out with a joke?
Oh, yeah.
The news. I think the news is a joke. Yes or no? How many people think that what's going on here is a joke? And you are the brunt of the joke. 888-302-3684. Yeah, let's start with the Jimmy Fallon. Why not? Let's have a laugh.
Let's see what's going on in D.C. The White House says that President Obama will not postpone his trip to Asia in October, even though the government is on track to run out of money and shut down next week. When asked why he's still going to Asia, Obama said, "What do you think I'm going to ask for the money, dumbass?" I mean, that's why I'm... Trust me!
Maybe that's what we should do. From now on, we start every hour with a joke. And then we talk about the news, or is it one in the same? Well, let you figure that out and tell us what you think the headlines mean to you. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour of the Good Day program as we begin our it's the last day of September. You're going to say last week. Last week was last week. This week is this week, and it's the first week of October. Not the first full week of October, because tomorrow you get the whole thing. But tomorrow... the government's going to shut down. The House has pushed through a plan as part of their latest continuing resolution. They refer to it as the CR. To avert the government shutdown, this time they're seeking a one-day delay on Obamacare. And that does what? A one-day delay.
No, it should be a one-year delay, right? One day?
Yeah, well, I think it was, actually, I was trying to see if everybody was paying attention. It is a one-year, but you know, if it gets to Obama's desk, he's going to veto it anyway, and they know that, so what's the point?
If it got through the Senate, and it won't do that either.
No. So what's the point of all of this? Is Harry Reid right for a change? You've got it.
Those words taste coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, I'm there. All right, so anyway, Senate and the President have said no to all of this stuff. But if all of the people involved, all the parties involved, all the sides involved can't come to an agreement at 24 hours from now, remember that song, 24 Hours from Tulsa? 24 hours from Monday, a government will shut down. This has happened before in our lifetime, and I'm trying to remember what happened when the government shut down, and the fact that I can't remember that anything significant happened probably suggests that nothing significant will happen this time, because everybody, all the essential services continue, people that are in the service, for example, get paid, right? Isn't that how it went? You have this broken down somewhere, Kenny?
I don't, only because I've seen so many different takes on what will or will not happen with the shutdown, because everybody, you know, every news media outlet has their own spin on it, and everybody wants to promote a little fear on their side of what's going to happen.
The fear factor, which makes it even more nonsensical. Interesting. Speaking of that, I have an email from Dan, who's listening in Bath, New Hampshire. I don't really know where Bath, New Hampshire is. I know where Bath, Maine is. I'm wondering if it's on the coast near Portsmouth. Anyway, he said, "Always great radio. Thank you. Heard your discussion on fear and the passage from the book you read. Sounds like something I should check out. He got me thinking of two quotes I've come across lately that I thought might interest you. One is from Joel Salatin, the high priest of the pasture, from his book, Folks, This Ain't Normal. He was discussing policy that could be applied to any subject. He stated, a society ruled by fear is stagnant. Boy, doesn't that sound like the United States since September 11th. Yep, sure does. 888-302-3684. So what sort of twists and turns do we have by checking out our both of our social media active pages, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny?
Well, Scott cuts right to the chase. He says, Congress is a bunch of morons.
Okay.
Somebody using the name Rabbit says, vote the do-nothing Republicans out. They've hurt the American people and the economy with the games they're playing.
Hmm. How many times have we heard that over the last, since September 11th or even in our lifetime? Vote the bums out!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jay says if the government shuts down, it'll be on Obama and Reid's head. The House spill was a win-win for the USA.
All right, so as you can imagine, there is a lot of focus on a partial government shutdown. It seems imminent, in fact, because there is no agreement on the spending bill. There hasn't been a spending bill. Well, there have been bills to spend money, but there hasn't been a budget. The difference between a spending bill and a budget is they just keep spending. And there's no rhyme nor reason to it. Look at the waste, fraud, the corruption, the abuse that continues. And it's on your neck. It's on your head. It's on your watch. You, when you get up this morning, if you're listening in bed, and you go to the mirror, you say, wow, this is terrible. What's going on? Who's at fault? You are. Look at the mirror, because it's your fault. You've either elected people and re-elected people. You haven't gotten vocal. You haven't gotten to the point where it hurts enough. That's really what happens. It doesn't hurt enough. And these kinds of things will go on until we figure out that it hasn't hurt enough. Most of the time on Monday, in this hour, our influence for information comes from the Sunday morning talk programs or news. I don't know. What do we call those programs? I guess they're talk programs. They're ABC, NBC, CBS, CBS, and CNN. I mean, I guess those are news programs. There is news made. So we'll take an excerpt from the various bits and pieces of information that we have and work them around to figure out what you think is the reality. 888-302-DOUG at 13 and change past the hour. Actually, it's almost 14 after on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go. But only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water is cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, September 30th, it is upon us, the end of the federal fiscal year. So this health law challenge threatens a government shutdown at midnight tonight. From the Sunday morning ABC news program, George Stephanopoulos talks to President Clinton about the shutdown and the similarities and differences to the time in the 1990s when the same thing happened while he was president.
Bill Clinton was in the White House the last time the government shut down in 1995 and 1996, and when it was over, he was on a smooth glide path to re-election. His advice to President Obama, stand firm.
The president has to take the position he's taken, which is you, not me, you voted to spend this money. America is one of maybe the only country in the world that requires two votes to spend money. First, they vote to spend the money. Then they got to vote again to issue the bonds to, in effect, borrow the money from the American people to cover the spending they have already voted for. You can't negotiate over that, and I think he's right not to.
But as you know, one of the things the Republicans say is that you did that. You did negotiate over the debt limit back in 1996. They do control the House, so doesn't the president have to negotiate, and they're banking on it.
Well, but the negotiations we had were extremely minor. And keep in mind, there was two different things. Number one is the economy was growing and the deficit was going down. We didn't give away the store, and they didn't ask us to give away the store. It was more like we got out here on this ledge, please give us some face-saving way to walk back. And we didn't stop negotiating. When we passed the balanced budget bill, for example, there's no opportunity for that in this forum. We don't have enough time. They're mad because they don't want to negotiate.
This deadline is coming. October 17th, says Jack Lew. We hit that debt limit. The consequences of not negotiating are so high, default.
Yeah, but there's nothing to negotiate with. He shouldn't delay the health care bill. It's the law, and we're opening the enrollment on October 1st. So I think that's a non-starter. If I were the president, I wouldn't negotiate over these draconian cuts. They're going to take food off the table of low-income working people while they leave all the agricultural subsidies in for high-income farmers and everything else. I just think it's chilling to me. It seems almost spiteful.
But doesn't it all come undone if there is a default? I mean, all the same, if you're not going to negotiate, you're betting on the other side simply caving.
That's right. This is the House Republicans and the Tea Party people saying, we don't want to negotiate with the Democrats. We want to dictate over the Senate, over the House Democrats, over the Speaker of the House of our own party, and over the President. We insist on dictating the course of the country.
So you're saying you just have to stand up to that,
I think,
no matter what the consequences?
I do. It's terrible because all over the world, people see, like, you know, I listen to some
people of whose hours get
Senator Cruz's filibuster on the health care bill.
Are almost without exception the most.
And he just kept making all these claims that just aren't so, and everybody knows they're not.
They're African Americans. They're single moms.
In other parts of the world where we draw investment from, they think, why is America majoring in the minors? But at some point, if they're going to change the way the Constitution works and fundamentally alter the character of our country and damage the future of a lot of kids, you just have to say no.
Boy.
And then hope that there'll be a basis for some agreement.
That's the former President Clinton. His voice over the years has become weaker and weaker. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
That's sort of what I get out of that. Not so much what he said, but how he said it. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
In all kinds of weather, hail, hail, the gang's all here. We can have a lot of fun.
Isn't this fun? What do you think, Kenny? The gang's all here. Hooray! Yeah. Woo-hee-haw. All right, so the focus in our conversation this morning is Obamacare, government shutdown. I don't know. Well, we'll find some other things, I'm sure, this hour. But your calls are important, and comments as well as to what's going on here. I find that the implementation of Obamacare also is kind of a non-starter. And one of the reasons is because I heard this conversation before, and now you're going to listen to, you can turn the radio off if you don't like it, this conversation between former Vermont Governor Howard Dean and Senator Joe Barrasso of Wyoming. Both are doctors. They were on CNN with Candy Crowley discussing the implementation of Obamacare.
From a patient's point of view, clearly, if you don't have insurance now and you're going to be offered insurance that you can't afford along with government subsidies to help you get it, you are better off. What does it do in terms of putting 40 million new people into the marketplace for doctors? And what does it do in terms of patient choices from their point of view?
First of all, Kenny, it doesn't put 40 million new people into the marketplace. Those people in the marketplace now, it takes them out of the emergency room. It takes them out of getting really sick before they go get care. I think it helps. The people who are going to benefit this demographically are actually the people who are most opposed to it. Over 55-year-old people who've been laid off and can't get hired because nobody will take their risk in their personal insurance pool, that's a problem. So those people are going to benefit disproportionately. The other people who are going to benefit, which we haven't talked about, I think, and this is an unintended consequence of the law, is small businesses. Because small businesses are going to dump their employees into the exchange, I think that's a good thing. John McCain proposed it in his 2008 campaign to separate employment from health insurance. That's something the conservatives have wanted to do for a long time until recently, and I think that's going to happen as a result of this bill.
Howard just said small businesses are going to dump their employees who are there currently paying for their health insurance, dump them onto the exchange, dump them onto taxpayer subsidies. Now think about that. The president said if you like what you have, you can keep it. There are people all around the country who like the insurance that they have and can't keep it because, as Howard said, they're going to get dumped into the exchanges.
Except
and the people that are going to pay the most, who are going to be most abused by this, are the young people, those who are going to be forced to pay more than they would based on their own risk to subsidize others.
See, we disagree on this. I support community rating. We've had it for 20 years in Vermont. We have a better insurance market than some states. So, I know a lot about this because we did a lot of Obamacare we did. 1992, and it's worked really well. Every child in my state is covered under the age of 18. We have community rating so that you can't charge 55-year-olds more than 20% above what you charge 25-year-olds. I think that's a good model for medicine. That's what's coming in Obamacare, something like that.
And community ratings mean you can give no incentives to people who go to the gym, who watch what they eat, who take care of themselves, who do wellness programs. No benefit of that at all.
Well, they will cover.
It's not really true.
Insurance companies will be required to have healthy care benefits.
Right, and that's the way they
so
do it.
That's it. I'm assuming they would do it. But can I go ahead?
This is my life, right? So the large companies and high-end small businesses are not going to dump their people into the exchange. Low-end businesses who struggle to pay for health insurance are going to want to do that. So what you're going to see is a leveling of the playing field in the small business community between those who can afford it and can't. But those with highly paid small businesses or large businesses, Fortune 500, are not going to do this because they use health care benefits as an attraction to really attractive employees. So I think the system is in the private sector. The benefit of that is that you're going to see the flexibility and the ingenuity of the private sector sculpt this thing in some ways that none of the people who voted for it ever expected.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you see it, you want it. When you hear it, you want it even more. And when you drive it, that's when you just have to have it. Introducing the F-Type from Jaguar. It's your turn to experience the legend for your lifetime. Learn more at JaguarUSA.com or take a test drive at your local Jaguar retail.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Monday morning, I'm Doug Steffen.
Ken Kessler is here. Evan Mantell is charged with making sure that what you hear is what you get. Versus the old line of what you see is what you get. This is what you hear is what you get. I have a 2020 News Quiz question for you to ponder, contemplate, and answer at 888-302-3684. You can go to facebook.com/good day and identify Senator Joe Manchin. Why is Senator Manchin of West Virginia a significant player in the news? I'm betting almost all of you, unless you live in West Virginia, and I'm betting even some of you that live in West Virginia don't know who Joe Manchin is or why he's being discussed today. Why did he make the news? The cut, if you will. U.S. Senator Joe Manchin. What's his deal? What's his story? Why is he in the news today? 888-302-3684. Actually, all weekend he's been in the news. So, what is his deal? Why do we underscore his name? Joe Manchin. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize, if you can figure that out. We're talking about the health care law and its ups and downs, and whether or not the government will shut down tonight. My guess is, yeah, it probably will. Some of the folks with this CR want to have a one-year stand down on Obamacare. Not likely that's going to take place. So we're picking and choosing, sort of cherry-picking, some of the audio from the Sunday morning news programs on network television. Here, for example, from Fox is Chris Wallace talking to Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California about what McCarthy thinks the House is going to do if the Senate rejects their latest CR.
Assuming that the senators do what they say they're going to do and they reject this measure, will you pass a clean CR with Democratic votes and send it back to the Senate to avoid a shutdown?
This is not a place to negotiate, but I will promise you this. We will pass a bill if the Senate does what you think they will do that will keep the government open, that will reflect the House that I believe the Senate can accept, that will have fundamental changes into Obamacare that can protect the economy for America.
So there will be an Obamacare rider amendment, if you will. It won't be a clean CR.
I think there will be additions that I have found in the Senate that Senate Democrats to say they can support. I think there's big support inside the Senate that we can pass that will fundamentally help the economy of America.
Well, all right. If delay and the whole deal and defund are off the table, what's on the table?
There are a lot of items that are on the table. This is, look, You have spent more time negotiating with me than the president spent any time negotiating on this. This is one of the biggest problems facing America. How many times have you found the Teamsters, the biggest unions in America, partnering with business? And what do they say about Obamacare? They say it's destroying the economy. It's breaking the backbone of America because no longer are we having full-time jobs. This bill is creating a part-time America.
Congressman, I mean, let's be honest. You did not want to be in this position. The fact is that Speaker Boehner and all of you in the leadership wanted to send the Senate originally a bill that would fund the government. Yes, it would have a defund Obamacare measure in it, but it could be taken out and passed. And that was refused by members of your caucus. Then you wanted to switch pass a clean CR and have the fight over the debt limit. And again, the so-called Tea Party faction of Republicans, congressmen, refused, which raises the question, who's running the House right now?
Look, never doubt, if you watch that vote, unanimous Republicans voting for it. We all have the same goal inside the House and inside the Senate.
But that isn't
what we have
wanted.
Different strategies at times. But this is a much bigger issue. This is an issue about the direction of America. We have a $17 trillion debt, larger than our entire economy. We have a part-time American job creation. 90% of all jobs created in the last year were part-time. This is a much bigger issue about what we are spending our money on and what is coming into this country.
He's got a point. Or a couple of them, 888-302-3684, trying to present both sides of the issues. That's what the Good Day program is all about, the essence of what we have here, a lot of conversation from the Sunday morning chat shows, and then the weekend talk radio programs as well. So we're sort of working through the talk, the tweeting, the Facebook, that sort of thing. This is kind of like the BBC. No, maybe not. Is this like NPR? No, it's not like anything. This is me and you talking about the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, with lots of opinion. I'm asking, got a couple of more minutes here to figure out who Senator Joe Manchin is and why he is in the news. What's his story and why today would we be talking about him? 888-302-3684. You got any play on that yet at Facebook, Kenny?
Nothing on Joe Manchin yet. A lot of people are Googling.
Yeah. All right. So what are we? What do you have on Facebook and Twitter with regard to a government shutdown, with regard to Obamacare? Because a lot of people are getting pretty starchy about this.
Jenny says, this is so frustrating. If I approached a problem like this at work, I would be fired.
Yeah, there's no common sense involved in this. And right, although those of you who voted for the people who are in, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and if you said, I wish the government would run like a business, then why'd you vote for these people? Because pretty much none of them, or most of them, do not have any experience running any kind of business or anything close to being. And some of them do, but not many at all. Not like it used to be, anyway. What else?
Ron says, Congress needs to hear this. Do not shut down the government. Enough already.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke says, can we shut down the foreign central banks, crooks on Wall Street, and the rest of Washington, D.C., too?
Question, answer, what? 888-302-3684. All right, here's Dave Debo, our talker, with Congressman Tom Reed of New York about how Mr. Reed thinks things will progress today with the CR.
Where do we stand right now? Give me a recap of what happened on the floor and the votes that were taken.
Yeah, well, we in the House passed a bill that would have just simply delayed Obamacare for 1 year. The president has already delayed it for big business. And what we did in the House is said, okay, let's apply that to every individual across America and just delay this entire bill for 1 year. It's only fair you treat each of the everyone equally, as the president has picked big business over individuals.
And this delay was part of the overall spending bill that would keep government from shutting down on Tuesday.
Correct. It's simply a one-year delay. We're not talking about defunding it anymore or repealing it. It was just going to be a one-year delay. Treat individuals just the same as the president has given a special pass to big business, and keep the government open. And it looks like the Senate right now is posturing, but they're saying they're going to reject that common sense type of position.
Part of the reason why I wanted to have you on today to discuss this is I remember the talks over the sequester. And in many ways during that, you were a guy that talked about some compromise on spending. You didn't necessarily want to push to the brink of sequester. You were, yes, you're a conservative Republican, I get that, but you were also a little more willing to moderate your position. Do you see, therefore, compromise here? Or now that it's out of the House's hands, is this, in fact, a great opportunity for the Democrats to demonize the Republicans?
Well, I think they will try to demonize the Republicans, but that's where I'm always looking for solutions. And that is why I'm putting forth my own proposal to just waive the special exemption that Harry Reid and Obama have given to members of Congress. We get a special contribution under the Obamacare for our health insurance. So we shouldn't be treated any differently as members of Congress than any other American. And my offer of compromise to keep the government open is, Harry Reid, bring that to the floor, vote on it. Let's keep the government open. Treat us as members of Congress equally across the country. Harry Reid has already threatened us, threatened our office in regards to bringing that type of legislation to the floor. He says he will reject it, and he's also indicating that he will remember it. So, I mean, that's the where this place has gone in Washington, D.C., and it's very frustrating.
888. It was interesting how the people who are in the Tea Party always refer to it as Washington, D.C. Have you noticed that, Kenny? It started with, I don't know whether I think it started with Sarah Palin, but maybe it was before that. But you listen to all of those, and maybe there's some, I'm now in the back of my mind thinking Ollie North said that often on his radio program. It's always Washington, D.C. And I don't know why that is. It annoys me. How far back does that go, though? And am I right? Does it seem to be the people who are sort of Tea Partiers are the ones, or those who are right of center, really right of center, the ones who use that expression?
I hadn't thought about it before, but now that you mention it, it does seem like that.
And the way they, it's just annoying. And the understanding that I have, back to what prerogatives we all have in making up our minds, when it comes to this specific issue or in general government and how it's run, I'm for shutting the government down if it gets some attention focused on the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, the overspending. I'm a Tea Party person when it comes to fiscal responsibility and spending. The rest of the stuff, I'm not, because I don't care what's going on in somebody's personal life. It's nobody else's business. The social stuff you can take and can it. But the fiscal stuff is very important, and our reality is so dull because we've been just sort of brought into this space of spend, 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 because that's what we do in our own life. Many of you say, oh, I couldn't spend it if I didn't have it. Really? What do you use your credit card for, and why is it over? Why can you not pay it all back every month? Because you spend more than you have. Of course you're into it. You're the same as the government. Don't these people who say, oh, my God, I couldn't run my life like that. Nonsense. Most of you do run your life like that. And you think it's okay. Yes or no? 888-302-3684. In a moment, I'm going to reveal who Senator Joe Manchin is and why we are talking about him. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else.
Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Got a pre-owned GM vehicle? You test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
There's an estimated 50 million tickets written each year, and with around 100,000 radar guns in use and another 35,000 laser guns out there, chances are good you'll be a target. What can you do about it? Get a good radar detector. In a recent survey, the leading brand of choice was Escort. 95% surveyed said the most important factor was range of signal or advanced warning. And yes, detectors are legal in all states except Virginia. Escort's new Passport 9500 CI is the Mac Daddy when it comes to long-range warning. Check out EscortRadar.com.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Doug's Good Day with Ken and the gang, 888-302-3684. Nobody from West Virginia is paying much attention to what's going on, and I'm guessing a lot of you aren't either, because I thought it was pretty easy, Kenny, to identify Senator Joe Manchin, who broke ranks with the Democrats, said he'd support. He was the first one to say he would support a stopgap spending plan that delays the mandate of Obamacare. There's no way, he said, that I could not vote for it. It's very reasonable and sensible. So he was the first one to say that. Here's talk host Don Russell with political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts. They talk about the polls and the blame that will likely fall on the Republicans if the government shuts down tonight.
I guess the next question would be, who do you blame it on? And I got to imagine that 80-90% of the respondents in the affirmative to that question would say it's Congress.
It's Congress, and I don't think it's necessarily limited to the Republicans, but that's where the political fallout, everybody's looking back at 95, 96, and saying, oh, the Republicans, you know, from December to January, they took the fall for it, and let's look electorally. And I just haven't looked at anything that talked about, you know, the exchanges, I mean, the health care and these sorts of things, they're things that people aren't going to budge on. And I think that if you look at it, too, the stakes are much higher with the debt ceiling.
They really are. So, I mean, does it come down to, first of all, I was thinking on my way, and I said, when's the last time anybody, because I heard Steny Hoyer, an excerpt from his talk yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder when the last time it was when somebody from whoever the opposition party is, or the opposition to your particular party, stood up and said something and you went, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I think I'll change my mind. Well, I don't think that's ever happened.
Well, I think we've talked about John McCain and Lindsey Graham have had moments, but then Lindsey Graham is handcuffed, as so many Republicans, by the Tea Party. And, people love him, hate him. The Tea Party is very important on Capitol Hill in capturing the votes of representatives and senators.
All right, so what do we make of this? Should we spend a little bit more time on it? Nah. Let's do something else. In the remaining moments of this hour, we're going to flip it, turn it, change it. 51 after on Good Day.
Yeah.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to your supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
So, just thinking of how we might have a filibuster of our own, Kenny. I don't know how we would do.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see if stations would carry me for 24 hours if I just decided I was going to talk. That has happened. There was one fellow who was raising money for some cause, and the station kept him on the air for as long as he wanted to go to raise as much money as he could. It's a pretty interesting idea. One wonders, I hear this all the time because this program's on the air 6 hours a day. People say, how do you find something to talk about? How do you find all of these? Hello, all you have to do is look around. For example, today's headlines are loaded once again, as seems to be the case more on Monday than any other day of the week, with all kinds of reports of bombings, mayhem, murder. A wave of car bombs killed 24 in Baghdad, or 42. I'm not sure which. We turn the number around, invert it. A lot of people were killed in the Shiite districts because of the lack of ability of the Muslim sects, S-E-C-T-S, to get along. This is the same. Never mind the Muslims. People want to not like the Muslims because they're Muslims. The people who are Muslims don't like each other, the various sects. And you find that to be the case here. Sometimes in Israel, where the three different, there's a conservative movement and Judaism, there's the reform movement. What's the third one? I always forget the third one. Conservative, reformed, whatever it is, it's a liberal. But anyway, the point is, everybody's always fussing and fighting about something. And we find that's the case. Nigeria, last week we were talking about the mall. This week we're talking about another attack in Nigeria that killed, I mean, in Africa. This one was in Nigeria. Killed at least 50 students in a rural college. Listen to this report.
So what we know so far is that upwards of 50 students have been killed, some of them in their sleep, in rural Gujba at a college, and that they were promised earlier, I guess people went back to school after there was some violence, they were promised that they would be protected, and there was nobody there protecting them, no guards or anything. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the organization responsible, the Boko Haram, they
you know, they don't hold territory or have a capital city. They're an asymmetric terrorist group, a classic asymmetric terrorist group that simply looks for a soft, high-value target, in this case, the body count. You know, and there wasn't one gun shooting back at them, so, you know, they go there at 4 a.m. and kill 50 people. Next week, they'll go to a middle school or an orphanage or a cancer center.
I mean, it's... It boggles the mind. I didn't even hear about it until I started to prep for the show today. And you tell people, well, they went into an agricultural college where people are ostensibly learning to farm and shot it up. 1,000 people or so. And I guess most of them just ran into the bush, just ran away. They didn't have anything to defend themselves. And we don't understand why they would... How are there people that exist like this in the world that just go from town to town? And this has been going on for a while now, yeah?
Yeah, Boko Haram has been around since 2009. They've been active killing people since about 2002 is when they were sort of formed, but they've been actively killing people in Nigeria since about 2009. And we're talking about maybe at most 200 people in this organization, not 2,000 or 20,000.
Right.
It's a tiny, tiny group, a splinter group of the precursor are a handful of guys that were fighting in Central Africa with Al-Qaeda. They came back to Nigeria and said, wonderful place for Sharia law. So they formed.
So this stuff back and forth again, Shiite Sharia, the Al-Shabaab versus who's responsible for this? Al-Qaeda. There's all kinds of splinter groups and Al-Qaeda even. Here's Art in Louisiana who has some concerns about Al-Shabaab recruiting Americans to join their attacks.
I spent years in the military and been in combat situations. You're not going to stop anybody from doing anything to Americans all over the world because there's people everywhere. But the problem is that any time a terrorist organization can come into the United States and recruit both black and white citizens, and they'll go out there and follow them, that tells we have an internal problem just as worse as those folks that are down in Nairobi. Now, that's not the first time that continent or that area has been targeted by terrorists. It's going to continue to happen until the people start speaking up. I mean, you know, if you know people that are involved, even if they're in your family, you need to bring that stuff out and stop holding on to it and then wishing for something to happen that's not going to happen until everybody take a positive look at exactly how this stuff is being committed and how successful they are. But they have a lot of help and people are seeing things and they're just not saying anything about it.
All right, that's the wrap on this hour of the Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.